USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump still calls the Russia investigation a hoax, and he said he doesn't think much of Robert Mueller's 7 hours of testimony on Capitol Hill.
I think Robert Mueller did a horrible job, both today and with respect to the investigation.
During questioning by Intelligence Committee member Congresswoman Val Demings, Mueller weighed in on whether the president's written responses to his questions were adequate.
Director Mueller, isn't it fair to say that the president's written answers were not only inadequate and incomplete because he didn't answer many of your questions, but where he did, his answers show that he wasn't always being truthful?
I would say generally.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said impeachment is not off the table, but she said it has to be a solid case and not about politics. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Theresa May steps down as British Prime Minister as Boris Johnson takes over. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
May delivers her final speech in front of No. 10 Downing Street, saying she hopes for a Brexit, in her words, that works for the entire United Kingdom.
Success in that task can come a new beginning for our country, a national renewal that can move us beyond the current impasse into the bright future the British people deserve.
A short time later, Johnson spoke from 10 Downing Street.
I have just been to see Her Majesty the Queen, who has invited me to form a government, and I have accepted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Officials with the nation's primary nuclear research facility say no buildings containing nuclear material are currently threatened by a massive Idaho wildfire. An Idaho National Laboratory spokeswoman said a change in wind direction is now pushing the flames away from the buildings with nuclear material. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Are you prepared if there's a cyber attack? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has ways to protect yourself.
With the increasing threat of cyber attacks on our national security and even blackouts in some U.S. cities, many people are wondering what they need to do to be prepared. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Richard Clark. He's one of the world's leading experts on security, cybersecurity, and terrorism, and he shares some tips on what you can do to prepare yourself should a cyber attack happen.
I would think about it as a hurricane. A really bad hurricane, like what happened to Puerto Rico, can knock out the power for a long period of time. And so you want to think about, what would I do if I didn't have power? We all live on our credit cards. But if there's no power, no one can use a credit card. And you can't get money out of the ATMs. So, yeah, you might want to have some cash stashed away to get through.
North Korea fired 2 missiles into the sea, and Japan's defense minister says the test launches are probably a violation of UN Security Council resolutions. North Korean expert Jeffrey Lewis of the Middlebury Institute has details on the missiles.
The United States calls this missile the KN-23. It is a short-range missile. It can carry a nuclear weapon-sized payload to about 450 kilometers. That's far enough to put a nuclear weapon on most U.S. bases in South Korea.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.